No, they don't carry on in the world of football. G'day, Mossy.
G'day, guys.
Do they?
No, especially us coaches from our technical area.
No, they just never accept the ref's decision, don't they?
Can I deal with Champions League first,
yes,
mate?
Yes, let's get straight to it.
Big ones. Man U 3-0 over Basel. Bayern Munich 3-0 winners over Anderlecht. Celtic got pumped by Paris Saint-Germain. Chelsea 6-0 winners. Barcelona 3-0 over Juventus. And poor old Olympiacos, they scored a couple of late ones, but still got beaten 2-3 by Sporting CP.
Yeah, correct. They were 3-0 down and came back. Olympiacos were an absolute shambles at the back. I didn't watch the whole game, but the highlights I saw, they were all over the shop. And Sporting certainly took full advantage of that. But a couple of points from the games. Firstly, let's go to our mate Tommy Rogic at Celtic. He was a halftime substitute to come on, so they were 3-0 down at halftime. So I guess the only bright news for him was it was only 2-0 in the second half. But great experience for Tommy to play against the likes of Neymar and Mbappe. They were two of the goal scorers in the first half, along with Cavani, 3-0 at half-time. They had Celtic. Manchester United, as you said, TK, 3-0. Fellaini came on for an injured Paul Pogba, did his hamstring in the 30th minute. So that's not good news for Manchester United heading into the weekend's game against Everton. But Lukaku scored again. It's been a wonderful start to his Manchester
United
career.
You like him,
career.
Don't you?
I really do. I do. He's
a good player, isn't he?
He really is. And the stats, you know, the number of goals he scored from the off at Manchester United in pre-season gave him the confidence to wear that shirt and fit into it very well. The other one, Chelsea, okay, easy winners over Quarabek, but Pedro Rodriguez started the onslaught after the fifth minute. And Lionel Messi, believe it or not, the number of goals he scored in his career, this is the first time he'd scored against Gigi Buffon. Buffon at Juve, and he scored two.
Buffon,
beautiful hair.
Beautiful person.
Beautiful hair. So, isn't it amazing, though? That's extraordinary. It's his first, but to have a guy who can just find the net.
It's incredible.
What did I say the other day? 43 hat-tricks he scored.
Yeah,
something.
That's right.
His
first goal this morning was against a stacked defence on the edge of the box, and somehow he finds a way to create the space with a nice little 1-2, and the finish was exquisite. Tomorrow morning, just quickly, games in the other groups. Liverpool, Sevilla in Group E. Feyenoord take on Manchester City at home in Group F. Real take on Apoel in Group H. Now, Apoel has our very own Socceroo, Tommy Orr, there. He's been left out of that Champions League squad. He's absolutely devastated. He went back to Europe with the sole motivation of playing Champions League. He helped get Apoel there, and he's been left out of that squad. Spurs take on Dortmund at home in Group H. So another round of fantastic games coming up tomorrow morning.
Mate, looking forward to, as you would be, the FFA Cup quarterfinals. That's this evening.
Yeah, we can't wait. Sydney FC, of course, we take on Melbourne City in the quarterfinal at Leichhardt Oval, 7:30 kickoff. And Graham Arnold's come out this week and said there's a lot of belief amongst the players that we're a greater team than we were last year.
Do you believe that?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. And more importantly, the players believe that. And the real motivation and belief in the squad is to be a greater team and to perform greater. And the signings Arnie has made are top shelf. Adrian's fitted in brilliantly. Paolo Retre from Melbourne City, who I've mentioned before, has done so well in pre-season. Lukey Wilkshire and Anthony Kallick, they're all fitted in perfectly, seamlessly, really. And their performances on the training pitch every day and in the pre-season games, fantastic. Should be a great game tonight. Melbourne City, I beg your pardon, have announced the signing of Marcelo Karuska from Adelaide, who we spoke about a few weeks ago, that he'd be a great pickup. So he may debut tonight for Melbourne City.
And what's the other one?
The other one's Heidelberg against Adelaide United. Adelaide had that really impressive 3-0 win against Melbourne Victory in the round of 16. So they'll be tough to beat. And Heidelberg lost their grand final on Sunday. It went to extra time. So it's going to be tough for their coach to get the players up for this one.
So they still play the winter season.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. Their winter season came to an end on the weekend.
Right.
They play tonight, and then they've got to back up again on the weekend for the National Premier League final. So I think they've got a trip to Perth.
All right.
So big week for the Heidelbergers.
Absolutely. Matildas, mate, they're taking on Brazil.
Yeah, the two-game series starts on Saturday in Penrith. It's a sellout, 17,000 tickets.
Fantastic.
No more standing room even at the ground. And it just goes to show how far the Matildas have come.
That's
won that
great,
Tournament
mate.
Of Nations in the USA. So they really are a hot ticket item at the moment in Australian football.
Grassroots with the girls, is it? Are there a heap playing?
Yeah, there really are. There's huge numbers. I had them the other day on my notes. Here we go. 250,000 registered players, and of course, that's the bottom rung of the ladder is the registrations. But that's crucially important. But at the top end, we've bid for that 2023 World Cup. So if we do get that. Imagine what that'll do to the registration figures
that'd
and the interest
huge.
In the women's game in Australia. So it's all good news for women's football at the moment, which
a
is
decent
great.
Pay packet as well.
Yeah, that's right. Exactly. The top players earning 130,000 plus. Yeah. So some other good news this morning, just quickly before we wrap up. Milo Jednak started for Aston Villa against Middlesbrough. So another step forward, 0-0 in that game, about the 80th minute. I don't know what the full-time score was because I was walking into the studio.
Which one, mate? Sorry.
That was Aston Villa Middlesbrough. In the championship.
0-0.
0-0 it finished?
Yep.
There you go. So
Leeds, 2-0 winners. Yeah.
Yeah. Another round of games. They come around thick and thin over there. But Milo Jednak, first 45 minutes. Let's hope he didn't come off at halftime injured because it's great if he's got a good 45 under his belt.
Aussie, good man. Good luck tonight,
guys.
Mate.
Thank
good
you,
luck.
Guys.
Scoreline.
See you with a winning grin tomorrow
Where do we
morning.
Watch it tonight?
Tell me.
It's a live game on Fox Sports.
That's
so I'll be in here
asking.
Tomorrow morning. We will win.
Details for our listeners.
Sorry.
It's like, where does the snow come?
Sky.
That's worse.
Yeah.
Good on you, mate.
See you, guys.